The Gospel of Luke, chapter 8. The women who followed Jesus. Jesus walked through towns and countryside, preaching and giving the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 followed him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, called Magdalene, who had been freed of 7 demons. Joanna, wife of Chusa, Herod's steward, Susanna, and others who provided for them out of their own funds. The parable of the sower. As a great crowd gathered, and people came to him from every town, Jesus began teaching them with a story. The sower went out to sow the seed, and as he sowed, some of the seed fell along the way, was trodden on, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and no sooner had it come up than it withered, because it had no water. Some seed fell among thorns. The thorns grew up with the seed and choked it. But some seed fell on good soil and grew, producing fruit 100 times as much. And Jesus cried out, "Listen then, if you have ears to hear." The disciples asked him, "What does this story mean?" And Jesus answered, "To you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to others it is given in the form of stories or parables, so that seeing they may not perceive, and hearing they may not understand." Now, this is the point of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the wayside are people who hear it, but immediately the devil comes and takes the word from their minds, for he doesn't want them to believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are people who receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe for a while and give way in time of trial. Among the thorns are people who hear the word, but as they go their way, they are choked by worries, riches, and the pleasures of life. They bring no fruit to maturity. The good soil, instead, are people who receive the word and keep it in a gentle and generous mind, and persevering patiently, they bear fruit. No one, after lighting a lamp, covers it with a bowl or puts it under the bed. Rather, he puts it on a lampstand so that people coming in may see the light. In the same way, there is nothing hidden that shall not be uncovered, nothing kept secret that shall not be known clearly. Now, pay attention and listen well, for whoever produces will be given more, but from those who do not produce, even what they seem to have will be taken away from them. Jesus' mother and brothers. Then his mother and his relatives came to him, but they could not get to him because of the crowd. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside and wish to meet you." Then Jesus answered, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." Jesus calms the storm. One day, Jesus got into a boat with his disciples and said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they set out. And as they sailed, he fell asleep. Suddenly, a storm came down on the lake, and the boat began to fill with water, and they were in danger. The disciples then went to Jesus to wake him, saying, "Master, Master, we are sinking." Jesus woke up. He rebuked the wind and the rolling waves. The storm subsided, and all was quiet. Then Jesus said to them, "Where is your faith?" They had been afraid. Now they were astonished and said to one another, "Who can this be? See, he commands even the wind and the sea, and they obey him." The possessed man and the pigs. And they sailed to the country of the Gerasenes, which is across the lake from Galilee. As Jesus stepped ashore, a man from the town approached him. This man was possessed by demons, and for a long time he had not worn any clothes. He would not live in a house, but stayed among the tombstones. When he came nearer to Jesus, he screamed and threw himself on the ground before him, and then he shouted, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had ordered the evil spirit to leave the man. This spirit had seized him many times, when he had been bound with ropes and chains and kept under control. He would then suddenly break the chains and be driven by the evil spirit into wild places. When Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" the man said, "I am Legion," because many demons had entered into him. And they begged Jesus not to command them to go into the bottomless pit. Nearby, on a hillside, a great herd of pigs was feeding. So the demons asked to be allowed to enter the pigs, and Jesus gave them permission. The demons then left the man and entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the hillside into the lake and was drowned. When the herdsmen saw what had happened, they fled and reported it in the town and in the countryside. Then people went out to see what had happened and came to Jesus. There they saw the man from whom the demons had been driven out. He was clothed and in his right mind, and was sitting at the feet of Jesus. They were afraid. Then people who had seen it told them how the man had been healed. And all this crowd from the Gerasene country asked Jesus to depart from them, for a great fear took hold of them. So Jesus got into the boat to return. It was then that the man freed of the demons asked Jesus if he could stay with him. But Jesus sent him on his way. "Go back to your family and tell them how much God has done for you." So the man went away, proclaiming through the whole town how much Jesus had done for him. A woman is healed and a child raised to life. When Jesus returned, the people welcomed him, for all had been waiting for him. At that time, a man named Jairus, an official of the synagogue, threw himself at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, because his only daughter, about 12 years old, was dying. As Jesus was on his way, the crowd pressed from every side. There was a woman who had suffered from a bleeding for 12 years. This woman had spent everything she had on doctors, but none of them had been able to cure her. Now she came up behind Jesus and touched the fringe of his cloak, and her bleeding stopped at once. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Everyone denied it, and Peter said, "Master, the crowd is pushing all around you." But Jesus insisted, "Someone touched me, for I felt power go out from me." The woman knew she had been discovered. She came trembling and knelt before Jesus. Then she openly confessed why she had touched him and how she had been instantly cured. And Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace." While Jesus was still speaking, a messenger arrived from the official's home to tell him, "Your daughter has just died. Don't trouble the master any further." But Jesus heard the news and said to the official, Do not fear, only believe. When he entered the house, Jesus allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, with the father and the mother of the child. As all the people were weeping and wailing loudly, Jesus said to them, "Do not weep, she is not dead, but asleep." And they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. As for Jesus, he took the child by the hand and said to her, "Child, wake up." And her spirit returned, and she got up at once. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. The parents were amazed, but Jesus ordered them not to let anyone know what had happened.